IP no-brainer. Intellectual property and the clash between East and West. Patents, piracy, and the new rules of an old game being challenged by China and technology. On this Wednesday, February 15th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Live from Boston, our member partner station, WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to talk about China's view of intellectual property and Western attempts to keep the definition from slipping. Technology, it turns out, isn't helping here. Forgiveness and the enabling of domestic violence, that's a story. And making a shelter in a community with no safety net. We want to hear about the economic picture in your area. Are you seeing more or less poverty where you are? Brian texted us to say this. I live in Metro Detroit. Need I say more? Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, and let's check the morning's top headlines.
Members of Congress appear to have reached a deal to extend the payroll tax cut through the end of the year. That agreement comes after GOP leaders reneged on their insistence that the tax break be offset with other spending cuts. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's optimistic it will get done.
It's pretty clear, at least to me, that the payroll tax is going to pass. The question is whether it's going to have unemployment connected with it in some fashion, SGR, and some of the extenders we're concerned about.
After those statements, House Republicans backtracked and said they'd agree to renew unemployment benefits and Medicare provisions in the package. We'll talk about this more later this hour.
Syria's embattled President Bashar al-Assad is setting next Sunday for a national referendum on a new constitution. The draft reportedly leaves out a clause saying the Ba'ath Party is the leader of the nation and society. Amendments to the constitution were originally a key demand of opposition groups, but those groups now say they will accept nothing short of Assad's resignation. Israel says the bombs set off in Thailand were similar to those used earlier this week against Israeli diplomats in India and the nation of Georgia. Iran has been implicated in the blasts by the Israelis but has denied any involvement. The developments come as a third Iranian suspect has fled to Malaysia. Thai police say the two men in custody were likely planning to attack individuals but were not organized enough to target large crowds or buildings.
Egypt has set presidential elections for the end of May. That's according to a state-run newspaper. The country's military rulers are facing increased pressure domestically and internationally to transition to a civilian government. The Eurozone economy shrank 0.3% in the last quarter of 2011. That's the first contraction since mid-2009, and it comes a day after Moody's downgraded the credit rating of six Eurozone countries, including Italy and Spain. And another stunner on the hard court.
5-4. Win for the win! Got it!
Unbelievable.
Truly unbelievable. And I suggest that, like me, you go and watch this footage 20 times or more. That is Matt Devlin of the TSN
Network.
It's
my ringtone.
No kidding. That is the Knicks' Jeremy Lin made a stunning three-pointer with less than a second to play to give New York its sixth straight win. And in the markets, Asian and European markets are up. And surely on Jeremy Lin's performance last night, the Wall Street futures are up as well. The Dow starts at 12,878, the S&P at 1,350, the NASDAQ at 2,931. Well, you said live from WGBH. John is live from WGBH in Boston. I'm still here at home in New York. And all this hour, we want to get your thoughts about poverty in the United States. How does the economic picture look where you are? Are you seeing more or less poverty? Are you experiencing poverty? A listener in New Jersey texts this: the same amount of poverty can be seen where I live, and there needs to be more funding to feed children over the weekend when they're not getting subsidized meals at school. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about a tent city in New Jersey today, but we want to get your stories as well. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comments at thetakeaway.org. Coming up, Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping continues his visit to the United States. We're going to talk about the future of trade between our two countries and whether or not the Chinese government is really ready to address, among other things, human rights abuses. Stay with us.